Why did God give so many rules to his people? Hey, this is Cherie from Bible Project. In this episode, we're reflecting on the wisdom and purpose of God's commands with a message from Tim Mackey on Deuteronomy 4, 5-9. And stay tuned, because after the scripture reading, we'll consider some inspiring examples of God's wisdom and respond in prayer together. Listen in.
Hey, everybody. This is Tim Mackey at the Bible Project. And if you are reading through the story of Israel in the Old Testament, you know that the first few books are packed with hundreds of ancient laws that God gives to the people of Israel. And the fifth book of the Bible is called Deuteronomy. It's a Greek title that means another second law. And you're thinking, really? Like, did we need more laws? There's hundreds already. But in the early part of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, there's this important paragraph that gives a really helpful perspective on the purpose of all of these laws in the Bible. But first, an important piece of cultural background that's really helpful. So in the ancient Near East, collections of laws, like the ones we have here in the Torah, they are common among Israel's neighbors. You can actually go online and read some of the great ancient law codes of Assyria or Babylon or the Hittites. And what's interesting is that these law codes were not created for use in their court systems. In other words, ancient judges did not use these law codes like reference books and depend on them for making decisions. And you can actually see this in the Torah. When Moses appoints local judges for the Israelites in Exodus chapter 18, or again in Deuteronomy chapter 1, he says that these judges are to be people of integrity, of justice, and they're to be known for their wisdom. Never once are they told to consult these laws like a reference book. That's not how law collections functioned in the ancient world or in the Bible. For them, the laws are wisdom literature. They're expressions of a whole value system that's being applied to specific areas of life as examples. So, what does it look like to organize a community according to God's will and wisdom and justice? Welcome to the laws. And this is precisely what Moses says in this passage we're inviting you to meditate on this week. In Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 5 and following, Moses challenges the Israelites to observe the laws of the Torah because, he says, this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations who will hear about all of these laws and say, whoa, this nation is so wise and understanding. So remember back to when Israel first arrived at Mount Sinai in Exodus chapter 19. And God appointed the Israelites to be a kingdom of priests, which means to be God's representatives to the nations. But how are they supposed to represent God? And Moses makes it very clear right here. It's by ordering their communal life according to the value system they're being taught in these laws. Now, there are hundreds of laws in the Torah, over 600 actually, but even that is not nearly enough to cover every aspect of ancient Israelite life. That would require tens of thousands of laws. But they didn't need that because the laws for them functioned way more like proverbs. They're short statements that apply God's wisdom and justice to a specific area of their community life. And from every given example, you learn a truth or wisdom that can go on and be applied to other areas of their life. So laws about how to harvest crops or how to deal with boundary disputes or how to treat your neighbor's animals, especially if it's a neighbor you don't like, all of these are ultimately applications of a larger biblical vision of human value and dignity worked out in the specifics of daily life together. And so if Israel followed these laws, they would become a contrast community among the nations. Their allegiance to Yahweh would be displayed not just by their words, but by their behavior as individuals and as a community. And so ultimately, faithfulness to the laws was how they accomplished their mission to the nations who would look and see God's wisdom at work among Israel. Now, for us who are sitting on another part of the planet thousands of years later, it takes more work and imagination for us to see God's wisdom in these laws. And of course, they're not written to you and me, but they are written for you and me. They reveal God's wisdom for all people as we see how that wisdom was worked out in who they were written to, the ancient Israelite community. So our reading of these laws can be really enriched when we start to look for the wisdom underlying any given law. When we ask, what are the core values being expressed in this law? What's the vision of economic or social justice at work? What are the aspects of human dignity that are addressed in this particular law? And then back up and say, how does all this differ from how I think about things in my cultural setting? It's these kinds of questions that can help us see God's wisdom in these laws. And you can actually see that this is the perspective on the laws that Jesus had. One time Jesus was asked by a Bible scholar, what's the most important law among all of the laws in the Torah? And he quotes not one, but two. First one is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then he quotes a second command from Leviticus 19, love your neighbor as yourself. And then he says this, he says, all of the Torah and the prophets depend on these two commands. So in Jesus' mind, the hundreds of laws of the Torah are all different ways of expressing the core value, which is loyalty and love to God, and then to God's images, my neighbor. And so the specifics will look different depending on the person, the time, and the place, but the core value of God's love is the foundation of it all. And so Moses' point here in Deuteronomy chapter 4, it's worth a lot of pondering. Our real allegiances, our true loyalties, are communicated not so much by our words, but by our patterns of decision-making. Our actions tell the truth about what we value in life, and that's true for individuals and even more so for whole communities. If God's people are going to represent him faithfully, it involves sitting at the feet of these laws, along with the teachings of Jesus, and allowing all of that to teach us what it means to be human, and how to organize our lives and communities in ways that are consistent with the will of God. And so may God give us all of the wisdom and courage that we need to have integrity as we try to live by that wisdom in the week that lay ahead.
Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 9. See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nations, who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws that I am setting before you today? Only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 9.
Now let's review. God gave his commands to Israel so he could share his wisdom with all the nations. As Israel followed his commands, they'd become wise in understanding. Then all the nations would see God's wisdom displayed through them. As followers of Jesus today, we too are called to represent God's wisdom. But this does not happen simply by saying what we believe or by having an ethical list of rules. The world sees God's goodness by the actual decisions we make to follow him every day. Our lifestyle tells the truth about what we really value. So this week, we are invited to meditate on the valuable wisdom in God's ancient commands to Israel. And as we do, we can be empowered by God's Spirit to respond in active ways that display his goodness to the world around us. Let's reflect on this by considering an example. I have three questions for you to think about today. Listen closely and feel free to pause if you'd like more time. Wisdom and understanding is gained when we live out the knowledge we've received. So think of someone who is wise and understanding. Consider an example from the Bible or from one of the influences in your own life. Now ask yourself, what do I admire about this person? Now for our second question. Consider that before this person could display God's wisdom, they first had to receive it. What do you think this person does to practically receive God's wisdom? When God's wisdom becomes a lifestyle, it becomes a light to the world. So for our last question, how have you noticed this person show God's wisdom to the people around them? Thanks for joining us for today's reflection. Let's allow this time to encourage us to follow the good examples in our lives. And as we close, let's go to the example of all examples, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us what God's wisdom looks like and for empowering your followers to be examples as well. Where we have neglected your wisdom and lived by our own understanding, God, please forgive us. We ask for responsive hearts that follow your words and display your wisdom to the world around us. In your name we pray. Amen. This week, I invite you to go deeper. Visit BibleProject.com/study to receive the video and all the other reflection questions that go along with this message. All right, today's message was by Tim Mackey. Today's show production and scripture reading was by Dan Gummel. Our theme music by Grant William Harold. And I'm Sheree Hayes, your host. Reflections is more than a podcast. It's a community of friends who are reflecting on the Bible all throughout the week. Friends like Stephanie.
I'm Stephanie from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I listen to the Reflections podcast while I'm winding down from a full day of chasing my beautiful littles around the house.
Share the Reflections community with others. Invite your friends today. Bible Project is a crowd-funded nonprofit located in Portland, Oregon. We provide free resources so we can all experience the Bible as a unified story that leads to Jesus. It's free because of the generosity of people from all around the world just like you. Thank you.